I remain Belinda. This continued post-initial radio obituary is for Nicole Josie, the Belgian singer, half of the duo Nicole and Hugo. They scored many hits back in the 70s, but it was their participation in the Eurovision Song Contest of 1973 in purple costumes and with the song Baby Baby is part of Belgium's collective memory. Nicole Josie just passed away at 76. It's the post-initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. The next radio obituary is for Andrew Duncan, the pioneering Second City actor who was in the Chicago Company's very first revue in 1959. He went on to have a very busy television and film career, but you might remember him best from Love Story in 1970, Slapshot in 77, and An Unmarried Woman in 1978. Andrew Duncan just passed away. I am unsure of his age, but he is the next radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to take you back into the 19th century, that wonderfully relaxed century, into the lovely, relaxed city of Vienna, a doctor's office, 1885.
Yeah? Dr. Siegfried Fafner?
Yeah.
Dr. Sigmund Freud.
Oh, Dr. Freud, how are you?
Fine, thank you.
Sit down.
Thank you.
Relax. You know, you've created quite a stir in Vienna. All of your colleagues are talking about nothing else, yeah?
It's very kind of you to say so, Doctor.
Oh, thank you.
I was curious to know whether you had read any of my papers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, as the head of the Imperial Medical Society. Fafner read a few papers, yeah?
Did you read my paper on jealousy, homosexuality, paranoia, and nervous stomach?
Dr. Freud, if you will take the advice of an older man, you will leave the homosexuals in the hands of the clergy where they belong.
I was curious to know, Doctor, whether you agree with my theory of the unconscious.
Oh, yeah, your theory of the unconscious. Now, let me see. First, you have the ego.
Yeah.
Which is you.
Yeah, yeah.
Then you have the id, which is you. In a very sneaky way. Then you have the superego, which is a friend of theirs. Then you turn it all upside down and you're somebody else. It's priceless.
Okay, the placement is a little bit wrong.
The placement,
let
yeah.
me ask you, do you agree with my theory of dream interpretation?
No, Dr. Freud, I do not. Oh, the ancients, yeah, the ancients believed the dreams had some significance,
yeah,
some meaning.
Yeah.
But this is the 19th century, Dr. Freud. We are scientists.
It's very discouraging, Doctor.
Oh, do not be discouraged, Dr. Freud. There was a young man in here the other day, and he said to me, he said, Fafner, if we were to boil milk, everybody would be healthier. I said, Louis, all Paris is laughing at you. No. Dreams always have been and always will be complete nonsense.
Do you never dream yourself, Doctor?
Yeah. I'm not crazy. I dream, yes. And you're always complete nonsense. The other night, I had a dream that I was riding on a train to Bern, Switzerland, where I was born. And sitting across from me was somebody without any face, yeah? But of course they had a face because it was my father. And then we went on riding past this large grove of date palms, and suddenly the face changed into the face of my dear old mother. Make something of that if you can. And then we went on riding past this large donut factory, and suddenly the train went into a dark tunnel, and you couldn't see anything at all except the wallpaper, which was the color of a banana, you know? A ripe banana. And then the roof flew off of the train, and I was flying through the air, unassisted, you know? And there was a little girl in a swing, swinging back and forth. And she had blonde hair and blue eyes and a long white beard with a bell on the end of it. And then I flew higher and I saw the moon. No, it wasn't the moon, it was the Archduke Franz Joseph.
Yeah, well, as that concludes your hour, Dr. Fafner, but I see you again tomorrow.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Fafner.
This is Ned Polsky in New York, and now for another Monitor Pulse presentation, we take you to Western Germany, where George Scott is on the scene.
Thank you very much, Ned Polsky. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is George Scott speaking to you from Western Germany. Today, we are in the beautiful Black Forest section of Germany's lovely Schwarzwald, where a number of teenagers are picnicking and frolicking. And what we are here for, ladies and gentlemen, is to try to find out if there is any truth to the rumors we have heard that there is a resurgence of Nazism here in West Germany today. Well, here's one of those teenagers I was telling you about. Don't be frightened, young man. Come over here. How would you like to say hello to the United States via intercontinental television?
Oh, that would be very nice. Hello, United States.
And now, my boy, as I was just telling our audience, what we're trying to find out is if there's any truth to the rumors we've heard that there is a resurgence of Nazism in West Germany today. What can you tell us about that?
No, it's not true.
Well, son, as a typical German teenager, how do you personally feel about Nazism?
No, I don't like Nazism one bit.
That's wonderful.
In fact, I say thumbs down to Nazis.
If you don't mind my saying so, son, you look very young to me. I would guess that you were born since World War II, is that correct?
Yeah, I was. I was born in 1946.
Well, then you missed the era of hatred and tyranny.
Oh, thank God I missed that terrible Holocaust. Well,
that's a very interesting armband you're wearing there. May I ask what it represents?
Yeah, that's my club.
Oh, what is the name of your club?
It's called the Anti-Nazi Bund.
Isn't that wonderful, ladies and gentlemen? Here we have a courageous German teenager who belongs to a club called the Anti-Nazi Bund. And what are some of the activities of your club?
Oh, we march around. And we wear uniforms.
Well, yes, but what would you say is the principal activity of your group?
To look for Nazis.
But my boy, we are told there are no Nazis left in West Germany.
We find them.
Well, yes, but what is the ultimate goal or function of your organization?
The final solution of the Nazi problem.
Gentlemen, we take you to Baton Rouge, Louisiana, where Ted Sloan is on the scene.
Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Ted Sloan here. We're here today to interview the governor of Louisiana, Governor Jimmy Sunshine. Now, the governor's coming out now. We're certainly glad to have him here. Governor, it's very nice of you, sir, to take time off from a very busy day, I'm sure, and answer a few questions.
Well, thank you very much. I'm always as happy to be as cooperative as I could to have him.
Governor, you had a lot of trouble here last fall when you were trying to integrate some of the schools.
No, I wouldn't say that now. I don't think we had trouble down here. We had an incident or two. Now, an incident is not a trouble. I think you'll agree with me there.
Oh, well, Governor, you were very critical about the way the Northern press was handling the situation down here, sir. I wonder
if... Yes, I think I was right in being critical, too.
Why is that, Governor?
Because we got enough trouble down here in Louisiana without a lot of people coming in who do not know anything about the situation and causing a lot more trouble and telling a lot of lies about us. Now, I do not think that they should be allowed to do that.
I see. But, Governor, I'm sure, sir, that you go along with freedom of speech, freedom of the press, and so on.
Now, I don't know what you're accusing me of here. But I uphold the Constitution of the United States. I swore to do that.
I'm sure you do,
I believe that any newspaper should be allowed to print anything that it wants to.
Wonderful.
So long as it's true and it's right and it's good.
I'll go along with that.
And they never do, they never have, and they never will.
And they ought to be wiped out and suppressed, all of them, right now.
Now, just a minute.
I uphold the Constitution. I said that. Y'all heard me.
Governor, what about the riots down here? They took pictures of your white citizens of Louisiana participating in riots.
And I might tell you one thing, too. Those pictures are the only things that they published in those newspapers that were true.
I see.
And we had riots down here, and nobody is denying that.
They certainly did.
And those riots were low, mean, nasty, dirty, detestable things.
They certainly were.
And they were a smirch on the fair name of the great state of Louisiana. And I want to take this opportunity to thank all those wonderful young people that made those riots possible. And furthermore, I want to assure everybody there are going to be no more riots in Louisiana.
I'm glad to hear that, sir.
Unless it's necessary. And it will be, too, I can tell you that much.
Governor, please. Governor, let me ask you one question, sir. It seems to me that you're bound to have integration down here in Louisiana sooner or later.
Well, son, it's a long cow that has no tail.
I didn't quite follow that, Governor. Do you mind explaining that to our audience, please?
Well, my mother said that.
You're wonderful. Here's an interesting story. What did your mother mean by that, sir?
Well, she's dead.
Sorry about that, Governor.
All right.
Just what does your mother have to do
Stop
with integration?
Stop talking about my mother.
Governor, I didn't bring up your mother.
You lay off my mother here on television.
Governor, I think you're trying to evade my question, sir.
I'm not trying to evade any question.
Then why not have integration down here and avoid a lot of trouble?
Well, you see, you didn't put it that way. Now, we are going to have integration down here.
I didn't know that.
We got it to a limited extent right now. We
certainly have.
We got 12 of the little bastards in school in New Orleans right now. Well, we're going to have integration down here. We're going to go through a very brief, very difficult transitional period.
Unavoidable.
And then we're going to get back to segregation again. Next week!
The cleanup radio obituary is for Sunio Fukuhara, the Japanese composer and record producer. Early in his life, he studied classical music at the Osaka College of Music, but he went on to be considered a pioneer in fusing the traditional Okinawan style with elements of other popular genres such as classical, rhythm and blues, and bossa nova. He just passed away at 89. It's the Cleanup Radio Obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
ありまたはじまたせとじがないろないるばすねないるばすねあいかだやあいかだやさんでうわにゆたせさんでうわにゆたせ
お酒やウイスキーやマンディはね歌せマンディはね歌せあらんはね歌せ
danza.
Ya sasa hey hey van he makira eh eh.
Are ari mata hajimata se toji ga nai ro nai ro basu ne nai ro basu ne kanu iki ga ne daicha sanji uta se sanji wani uta se
ara anata yaitten no
masaka
iya sasa hei hei wani makira.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And now we have the radio obituary for Frankie Davidson, an Australian entertainer who had several hit records in the 1960s, and he went on to appear on many television variety shows and to act in several Australian television police dramas. His career started when he was in the compulsory national service. He started singing to entertain fellow recruits and became an early adopter of the rock and roll idiom. And in 1959, he signed with WNG Records and found success with a single in 1960, I Care For You. His next success was a comedy song, Yabba Dabba Doo, referencing the Flintstones in 1961, followed by Have You Ever Been to See King's Cross in 1962. It was a humorous ditty, sung at breakneck speed in Australian vernacular. Frankie Davidson just passed away at 88. It's his radio obituary, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Rock, 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 everybody, roll, 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 everybody, rock, 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 everybody, roll, 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 everybody, rock, 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 everybody, rock to the boogie beat. You take a rock, you take a beat, you take a boogie, you make it sweet. Get your rock-a-beatin' boogie, rock-a-beatin' boogie beat. Well, a rock-a-beatin' boogie, B-O-G-I-E. Well, a rock to the rhythm of the rock-a-beatin' boogie. Shake to the rhythm of the rock-a-beatin' boogie. Jump to the rhythm of the rock-a-beatin' boogie. Dance to the rhythm of the rock-a-beatin' boogie. Drop it to the rhythm of the rock-a-beatin' boogie. B-O-G-I-E, go! Jump, you gotta jive, you gotta dance to be alive. Get your rock-a-beatin' boogie, rock-a-beatin' boogie beat. Well, a rock-a-beatin' boogie, B-O-G-I-E. Well, the rock to the rhythm of the rock-a-beatin' boogie. Shake to the rhythm of the rock-a-beatin' boogie. Jump to the rhythm of the rock-a-beatin' boogie. Dance to the rhythm of the rock-a-beatin' boogie. Romp to the rhythm of the rock-a-beatin' boogie. B-O-G-I-E. Rock, 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 everybody, roll, 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 everybody, rock, 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 everybody, roll, 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 everybody, rock, 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 everybody, rock to the boogie beat. Rock,
rock,
roll,
roll,
rock to the boogie beat. My
grandfather's cock was too long for his pants, and it dragged several feet on the floor.
On the floor.
It was longer by half than the old man himself, and it weighed near 100 weight more. He'd a horn on the morn of the day that he was born. It was always his pleasure and pride.
And pride.
But it dropped, shrank, never to rise again when the old man died. 90 years without cracking it.
What a cock, what a cock.
He spent his life whacking it.
What a cock, what a cock.
But it dropped, shrank, never to rise again when the old man died. My grandfather's cock was too long for his strides, so he lent it to the lady next door.
Next door.
She grabbed it by the point and she pulled it out of joint, so he swore he'd never lend it anymore. He'd a horn on the morn of the day that he was born. It was always his pleasure and pride.
And pride.
But it dropped, shrank, never to rise again when the old man died. Yes, it dropped, shrank, never to rise again when the old man died.
Well, everybody's a going to twist, but no matter how hard I try, oh, when I twist my feet, it hurts my hips still. Blazonga. She teach me to rock and roll. She teach me to conga. But listen, amigo, I must insist. No matter how hard I try, I can't do that twist. I put my left foot here, I put my right foot there, but my hips and shoulders go everywhere. I do everything like they say in the book.
Things are looking pretty crook.
I know one day that I will jump for joy when I get it off of my chest. I put my left foot here, my right foot there, and my hips will twist out the best. Yes, everybody's doing the twist, but no matter how hard I try. Oh, when I twist my feet, it hurts my hips, still it makes me wanna cry. Oh, everybody's doing it now, but I can't get the kiss. So I tell the world before I kill myself, I can't do that twist. Hey, senorina, you like cha-cha? Rumba? Rock and roll? Twist! I can't do that twist!
Hey, guess what? It's the Weasel Radio Obituary for D.H. Bellegro, the American punk rock musician best known as the drummer for the Dead Kennedys. He also had a brief stint as the drummer for the Red Hot Chili Peppers. He just passed away at 63. It's the Weasel Radio Obituary, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Sorry that you no longer need or want or even cared about here. Machines can do a better job than you, and this is what you get for asking questions. The unions agree, sacrifices must be made. Computers never go on strike. To save the working man, you gotta put him out the pasture. Looks like we have to let you go. Doesn't it feel fulfilling to know that you, the human being, are now obsolete? Nothing in hell will let you do about it. Soup is good food. We'll make a good meal. Well, how does it feel to the shit out of us and throw in the cold like a piece of trash? We're sorry, you just have to leave. Unemployment runs out after just 6 weeks. How does it feel to be a budget cut? You're snipped, you no longer exist. Your numbers can purge from our central computer, so we can read the facts and see you under the rug. See our chart, unemployment's going down. If that ruins your life, that's our problem. Soup is good food. We'll make a good meal. How does it feel? Shit out of us, and throw in the cold. Interrupt, but it's against the law to jump off this bridge. You'll just have to kill yourself somewhere else. A tourist might see you and we wouldn't want that. I'm just doing my job, you know. So say uncle and we'll take you to the mental health zoo. Force feed you mind-melting chemicals till even the outside world looks great. High-tech science research labs. It costs too much to bury all the dead. The mutilated disease. Surplus rats who can't be used anymore, so they're dumped. With no minister present, in a spiraling corkscrew disposal unit, ground in the stew and flushed away on chain.
Drive.
get a dignified cremation. Yet, 6 o'clock tomorrow morning, it's time to get up and get to work.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And the pre-ant penultimate radio obituary is for Anthony Ortega, the American jazz clarinetist, saxophonist, and flautist. After a tour in the U.S. Army in the late 1940s, he became a member of Lionel Hampton's group and toured Europe. When he came back to Southern California, he put a band together and worked briefly in L.A., but relocated to New York City in 1955 so he could play with Nat Pierce for a couple of years. He went back to L.A., worked with Paul Blay, Claude Williamson, and the Lighthouse All-Stars. Anthony Ortega just passed away at 94. It's the pre-ant penultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
I sat one night right in the middle of my glass of Coca-Cola. I thought how I'd now get to some biscuits and a slice of gorgonzola. I then felt a twitch which seemed to come from something under my ear. I wondered if I was high or if it was a mere hallucination. I turned round and found something I thought was merely my imagination. On my blouse, a mouse sat there, and this is what I started to hear. If you want to hear the story of a mouse in all his glory, then I'll tell you all about the time I was gigging with a band. And all the cats thought I was really the end. They always stand around to hear the sound that was coming from a crazy little creature who was standing on the bandstand. That was me. I sure dug Prez. I thought that he was real cool. And when Mr. President was swinging, I would feel so high I thought that I'd fly out the window crazy. He really was, and when he'd open up with Mr. Lester Leaps, well, I'd leap right with him. I dug Diz, I dug Bird, I dug Miles Wardell. Can you just imagine what kind of a band it was? We'd feel right just swinging all night. Everyone would gather around. They would even give us five when I would step up on the stand and take my little horn out. My name is Jackie, in case you were wondering. I was quite popular in the idiom of things to come, and I was renowned as the mouse with the sound. That was cute, but the boot was the loot, which was really nothing but the lowest. We thought that things were cool like that, and then they fell flat when the agent came and told us we would have to change our style. They wouldn't pay a mouse scale nowhere. I decided that I couldn't take the sacrifice I'd have to make, so I just climbed into my hole and dug the seam from there. I sat one night right in the middle of my glass of Coca-Cola. I thought how I'd now get to some biscuits and a slice of gorgonzola. I then felt a twitch which seemed to come from something under my ear. I wondered if I was high or if it was a mere hallucination. I turned round and found something I thought was merely my imagination. On my blouse, a mouse sat there. What?
Thank you.
The antepenultimate radio obituary is for Sandy Robertson, the British record producer and music business owner. He was raised in Kenya, where he was in a local beat group, Les Hombres. And then in the early 1960s, he moved to London, where he was half of the duo Rick and Sandy, recording several singles for Mercury and Decca. He moved into record production, where he's best known for his work with Chocolate Watch Band. Sandy Robertson just passed away at 80. It's the antepenultimate radio obituary, starting with a tune that we're going to send out to Steve Woo Woo Wood, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
This is a song about a very great guy and a very great group who are tragically with us no more. Bobby and the Helmets is that group. Yes, folks, Bobby and the Helmets died on August 14th, 1957, when a soda fountain in New York City exploded, drowning 234 people under 800 gallons of ice cream soda. Yes, folks, Bobby and the Helmets died that night. But their music lives on, and somewhere up there, in the great ballroom in the sky, the great promoter in the sky is putting on concerts of Bobby and the Angels every night. Yes, their music still lives, and tonight we're gonna play for you Bobby and the Helmets' greatest hit. It's the one you all know. It's the one you all love. It's called the Woo-Woo. I do the Woo-Woo. I do the Woo-Woo.
Do the Woo-Woo. That's afraid to jump. Like a garbage truck with a very heavy load on, baby.
The penultimate radio obituary is for Geraldine Hunt, the American R&B singer best known for her 1980 number one hit, Can't Fake the Feeling. That was number one on the Hot Dance Music chart, in case you missed it. She began her recording career as a teenager with several singles released starting back in 1962. She didn't have her first glimmer of success until 1970, when she recorded a duet with Charlie Hodges titled You and I. It hit number 45 on the Billboard R&B chart. Geraldine Hunt just passed away at 77. It's the penultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Thank you. Oh, 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 you told me that you love me, that you love me, you love me oh so much. You said that I was the one with the magic gun. You said that all I had to do was to give unto you, and our love would grow and grow. So that's what I did.
The ultimate radio obituary is for Robin Sylvester, the English musician best known as a member of the American band Rat Dog. He was primarily a bass player, but he also played other instruments including guitar and keyboards, plus he did extensive arranging. He started out his musical career in an a cappella group, the London Boy Singers, in 1960, and he also worked as a sound engineer in the later 1960s. He was working at Abbey Road Studios at the same time as the Beatles were recording the White Album. That's when he was inspired by Paul McCartney to take up the bass guitar. He went on to work as a session musician, playing with the likes of the Beach Boys, Mary Wells, the Shirelles, the Coasters, Billy Preston, and many others. Robin Sylvester just passed away at either 71 or 72, but it's the ultimate radio obituary just for him, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Too much, baby, all right.
Oh, too much, baby, all right.
Too much, baby, all right.
Yeah,
And that nearly wraps up tonight's Ultimate Radio Obituary for Robin Sylvester, and nearly wraps up tonight's episode of Bubbles in the Think Tank. We've got one final tune to go out on, then we're going to hand you over to For the Soul. Of course, you and I will hang out over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group all week long, looking for all the silliness we can find, and you'll also be on the lookout for when your titular head of research and mine, Marshall Frederick Stockwell Jr., is ready to give you his poll. To find out which of the radio obituaries from last year you would like retrospected coming up the Saturday night following Thanksgiving. Then we'll be back here next week, next Saturday night at 11 p.m. Eastern with more silliness for your stick-shaking action. So like I said, the final tune in the Ultimate Radio Obituary for Robin Sylvester, all week long over there at the Facebook chat group, then right back here next week on your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.
Wake up, brush the sleep from my eyes. Throw away your bed, still feel tired. Another hour in bed won't hurt, she says. Lie back up and dream away. Wonder what happened yesterday. All I know now is I've got an aching head. The morning after the night before, trying to remember if we broke the law. William sang the song, I think, with dirty words, and everyone laughed, and my voice wasn't heard. The morning after the night before.